I'm Angie Robertson, and you're listening to Spirit-Led Life, episode 16. Intimacy. I'm curious what thoughts come to mind when you hear that word. When I first started hearing it in my Christian circles used to describe a relationship with God, I admit I had a distorted understanding of its meaning, and it felt a little taboo to be using it to describe a relationship with God. Today's episode will be a little shorter than normal because there's only so much I can say without starting to get redundant, but what the Holy Spirit shares with us is pretty powerful. We are going to learn the true meaning of the word intimacy, what it means to be intimate with God, and why He wants all of us.
I want all of you forever, you and me, every day.
Let's go to the show. Welcome back to the show, or welcome to those who are new. What an episode to join us on. Actually, I'm excited you are here because one of my heart's desires is that anything you hear on this podcast draws you closer to God and you experience Him in a way you never have before. Learning to get intimate with God does just that. So this word intimacy, when I used to hear it, I thought of physical closeness, as in between a woman and a man. I thought it was a taboo word and not one to be used in everyday conversation. I mean, in our sexually driven culture, this word is tossed around quite a bit. If you Google the word intimacy, the resulting definition gives an example of intimacy as the intimacy between a husband and a wife. It goes on, an intimate act, especially sexual intercourse. So with terms like that, you really start to think that intimacy equals sex, basically. At least that's the way that I have always understood intimacy to be. When I started to really understand who God is, I had mentors who challenged me to have a deeper relationship with Him. The word they used was intimacy, a lot. And when I first heard it, I was uncomfortable. And it was mostly because of the culture we live in, how I was raised, my own experiences, and my misunderstanding of the actual term. I had an unhealthy understanding of the term. I had never experienced a level of intimacy in a relationship outside of a romantic one, and believe me, I had a lot of unhealthy romantic relationships. How can you use the word intimacy and God in the same sentence? It's kind of awkward. Isn't it amazing how sometimes our misinterpretation of something can cause us to miss out on something truly extraordinary? I was missing out on all the benefits of having a relationship with God at this level and had been for decades. Once I learned the true meaning of intimacy, which is closeness, familiarity, and friendship, my whole perspective changed. I chose to go all in with God and expose every aspect of myself. I mean, after all, He designed me and knows everything about me already. We read in Psalms 139, 7 through 10, "Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me." Adam and Eve even tried to hide after they sinned, thinking they could hide from God, but He already knew what they had done. God already intimately knows us, and He's inviting us to intimately know Him. What does it mean to be intimate with God? Well, let's look at Adam and Eve. Before sin entered into their lives, God used to walk in the garden with them in the cool of the day. He was their friend, and there was nothing that separated them from God. Yet while Adam and Eve sinned, God still wanted to be friends with mankind. We read in Proverbs 18:24, "Some friendships don't last for long, but there is one loving friend who is joined to your heart closer than any other." God wants to talk to us all day, every day. He wants to be a part of our entire lives, not just part of it, but all of it. Practically speaking, how can we start to have a more intimate relationship with God? Before sharing some steps on having a more intimate relationship with God, make sure to follow and share this podcast on your favorite podcast platform. I'd also love it if you would consider leaving a kind review so others can find us. It means so much to me that you share how this podcast is supporting you in growing closer to the Lord and your understanding of the Holy Spirit in your life. Thank you so much. When we talk about growing in intimacy with God, we are talking about friendship. Basically, God wants our friendship. We read in Exodus 33:11 that God spoke face to face with Moses as a man speaks to his friend. We read in Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times. In Proverbs 18:24, there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. God wants to be a part of our lives every nanosecond in the small and the big details. Think about your best friend. You tell them everything. They know every nuance about you. They know your likes, dislikes, what makes you laugh, what makes you cry. You trust them implicitly. They are the first person you call when something bad or good happens in your life. When you have a need, you call your friend. Conversely, you are the same as your friend. You know them intimately. You are the first person they call when something good or bad happens. They share their joys with you, and you know things about them no one else knows. If we Google the term friend, the definition that comes up is a person whom one knows and with whom one has a bond of mutual affection, typically exclusive of sexual or family relations. How can we start cultivating a friendship with God? By simply including Him. It's really that simple. Start to acknowledge Him all day, every day. Include Him in everything. The good, bad, and sometimes ugly. He wants it all, and He can handle it all. After all, He is the creator of all emotions, so He knows how ugly they can get. Nothing surprises Him at all. Now, including Him in everything doesn't mean everything is going to be hunky-dory. What it does mean is we aren't alone. We don't have to go through this world alone and hopeless. He is that friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and sometimes even our earthly friends. Deuteronomy 31:8 reads, "The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." This is His promise to us. We can take Him at His word and trust Him with every aspect of our lives. So why does God want to be in an intimate relationship with us? Because you are His creation. He formed you in your mother's womb. He numbered the hairs on your head. The Holy Spirit dwells in you. You are His child, and He is the most perfect parent. Even if you didn't have a parent growing up, or you had a dysfunctional family like I did, He is a good father. And like any good parent, He wants to give His children good gifts. The question isn't, why would He, but why wouldn't He? The answer is, He wouldn't not want to be in a relationship with us. I mean, He sent His one and only Son for us. If you really think about it, that's a huge sacrifice. He loves us that much, and even those who haven't even been born yet. Okay, I don't want to get elaborate on that statement, as I don't want to totally blow your mind. My desire through this episode is to help you discover this level of intimacy with the Lord and encourage you to explore it further. Everything changes when you do all things with Jesus. No longer do you have to carry those burdens on your own. He takes them. No longer do you have to toil over decision. He gives you the answer. No longer do you have to feel lonely or like you don't fit in. He calls you His child. Intimacy is the foundation of experiencing God's best. Now, before I share this week's Heavenly Position System challenge, if you aren't on the list to receive notifications of when new episodes drop and behind the scenes I share only in that email and nowhere else, be sure to visit spiritledlifepodcast.com and you will see the subscriber form. Fill that form out and you will be added to the list that simply. Now for this week's HPS challenge, as we always do, we're taking out our journal, finding a quiet place if possible. And for the next 15 minutes, take some time and invite God to be your friend. Go to Him like you would an earthly friend and share everything with Him. Do a brain dump on your page. Don't hold anything back. Pour it all out on the paper. And allow him to be a friend back to you. Listen for him. He'll respond. As I close, I will leave you with a prophetic message from Gather Ministries and their flag message. Come close now. It isn't an idea, this closeness. It isn't a physical space either. It is a leaning in of the heart, a leaning toward me, a desire to be with me, a yearning for my company. I know you think you are doing fine without it, without me, my company most days. You must be, you think, for you go through most of each day and many of your days as an orphan. You feel like you're on your own, trying to figure everything out. An orphaned spirit is connected to no one and nothing. Nothing or no one that can truly be of any help. Deep down, you know this and feel alone. And so in your orphan state, you strive, working hard to figure out solutions to your problems. The isolation is too great for you. The pride that comes with trying to do things on your own wears you down. Will you ask me a question now? It is a question I love to answer. Ask me where I am. Ask me if I am close. Ask me if I know what you are going through. Ask me if you are alone. Does it feel silent when you ask? Are you convinced you are alone, that I am nowhere near? Dear heart, my love draws me to you. My desire for closeness with you is too great for me to be apart. I am always all you need, even if it doesn't feel like it sometimes. I am always with you, even when your emotions tell you differently. I am always faithful. I am always good. I am always trustworthy. I am always kind. I want us to have everything in common, my heart, my love, my desires, my plans, my hopes, my visions, my wide open dreams for you. So my son, who has all things in common with you, came to show you me. His joy, his hope, his life, all was given to you. Come now into my arms. My relationship with you can deepen, for my love for you never ends. Invite me deeper into the places where you feel alone now. Give me your orphaned heart. It needs a new name for it now. Ask me what it is. To God be the glory. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. And be sure to tune in each week so we can learn together how to have a spirit-led life.